Hey again there, folks. This is Jim Fiddler from the Republic of Avalon Radio podcast. And I am just sort of strolling around, as I usually do, through all the noise of refrigerators and come out in the hall here. We have the whole control center going on here, like the engine room of the Starship Enterprise. Just a little add-on to my little review on the RO9. I think one thing that I would like to point out is I mentioned about the being able to set record levels with the up and down buttons on the side. And then directly after that, I attempted to engage the reverb to show you guys that very useless feature. But it didn't work. And it could have caused some confusion. People might have thought that the up and down levels didn't work. Well, I had the AGC engaged as well, the automatic gain control. So, of course, the levels aren't going to work, because when you engage automatic gain control, your manual gain control is nullified. So, didn't mean to cause any confusion there. You can set levels with this thing with an up and down button on the left side. And of course, your monitoring levels, your output levels, are controlled with an up and down on the right side. Another little thing that I've noticed, I'm just having a cup of coffee here. Another thing I've noticed is there's no sort of a wrist strap on this. There's not even a place for a wrist strap. So I would assume that they're going to come out with some sort of a case for it, a little cover. There seems to be one in the works. It's not available yet, I don't think. But that seems to be the way it's going. And, you know, fair play. No problem. So what I've done, and this isn't just, I suppose, I guess the weight of this and the size of this is just right. But for other similar type units, it might be an idea. I took an elastic band, not one of the skinny ones, you know, like a wide elastic band, and I put it around the etterel top to bottom, not around the sides, you know, not around on the width, but around on the height. So basically what I've done is from lower left going across to about the middle of the machine on the top. So it's in the middle on the top, and it's on right near the lower left edge on the bottom. I have my three fingers between the elastic band, between the rubber band and the back of the etterel, and my little finger is on the bottom of the etterel, just to the left of the elastic band, if you know what I mean. My left finger is kind of touching, not kind of, it's touching the lower left corner of the machine, and my three fingers are pretty much centered on the back, between the elastic band and the machine. Excuse me, the machine. And what this means, and my thumb is just, you know, floating and, you know, free floating in the air. What this means is I don't have to hold on to this machine, and that has two major implications. That means, number one, I'm not going to drop it. And number two, there's no handling noise. Like, watch, listen to this. You can hear the wind in the microphones. That was me waving my hand in the air. And no fingers actually clasping the unit. I'm not gripping the unit. I'm not holding on to it in any way. The elastic band pretty much has the unit clamped to my hand. So zero handling noise. Just a little tip I thought I'd pass on. like I said, number one, you're not going to drop it, and number two, no handling noise. And handling noise can be bad, you know, with a machine, with a microphone, all this, you know, people talking to you, and you can hear all this like that while they're talking to you. It's just annoying. So, as you can hear, zero handling noise. I'm moving my hand all around, la 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 la. And there's no handling noise because I'm not handling it. It's just as though my hand were kind of a stick that that the Etterol is strapped to. And by the way, the elastic band is not cutting off any of the circulation in my fingers, in case you were worried about that. It's a good large wide elastic band, and it just goes right around. The other thing that I didn't mention yesterday, I didn't get into, was the menus. I hadn't really delved into that too much at that point. I was just excited with the new baby and wanted to get the word out to you guys. The good news. Here's the good news. Two things that the menus do, one of which is going to make you jump for joy, if you... That is, if you care about this at all, and this whole Etterol thing and all of that. It's actually very exciting, you know. All these various technologies that come out that are just, they've been several disappointments. We all know that we've been waiting for things to come out, and then lo and behold, that bit of software or hardware comes out, and it's not usable, or not very easily usable. Well, this Etterol thing is an absolute victory. It's just way sweet. It's completely accessible, the whole thing. There'd be no need for this thing to talk. You wouldn't even ever have any need to make this thing talk. It just does its job. Now, the menus do two things, as I was saying. One thing the menus do is they remember where you were. So if there's something that you tend to go in and change on a regular basis, I mean, there's not even really any need to go into the menus, to be honest. But let's say you use the machine for different purposes. So you take notes with it, excuse me, and you record, I don't know, something for a podcast, or you work for CBC, BBC, NPR, whatever, and you want to do those kinds of things with it. So you might be going in from time to time and changing the bit rate that you're recording at. If that's all you ever change, every time you go in there, you're going to be in the same spot, which is brilliant. It's great. But the next thing you might be wondering is, uh-oh, it remembers where you were. Does that imply that if you up and down arrow through your options, you know, you just keep going around and around. Almost seems to me, in my mind, that one might imply the other. You know, the fact that it remembers where you are means that they're trying to get dodgy with the menus. And perhaps that wrapping thing would be going on. Nope, the news is good. The menus do not wrap. And... it remembers where you were, but if you don't remember where you were, you can just simply hit the up arrow or the down arrow multiple times and know that you're on the first menu choice. So, from inside to out, or outside to in, I guess, starting with the outside, as I did, and now getting into the menus, this machine is entirely accessible. You can feel free to go ahead and use this machine and not need any sort of sighted assistance whatsoever. Another thing that I didn't quite emphasize was the fact that it doesn't have some sort of an internal battery pack. So if you're out using this machine and you run out of juice, you're not stuck. You don't have to go plug it into a wall somewhere and wait for X number of hours before the machine recharges. It just takes two batteries, two AA batteries. Now I have some nickel hydride, rechargeable batteries. And these are very good. They do the job. And so, wherever you go, if you go to the cabin, camping, or whatever the case may be for a weekend, and you have no access to a source to charge something like the iRiver, which has the internal, the power's internal. With a machine like this, no worries. You just take some spare batteries with you, and when one set runs out, just pop in another, and away you go. Also, I don't think I mentioned that you actually can select. You can record WAV or MP3. WAV files up to 48K, 24-bit. And down as far as, I think, 64K MP3. And all the little ones in between, the 96s and the 128s and the 192s and the 220s and the all that stuff up to 320 MP3. So in terms of conserving space on these things, you can do that as well. So very, very versatile, very accessible. Take another swig of my coffee. In closing, I guess I'll thank you folks for the few emails that I've gotten. I think this R09 by Etterol is something that a lot of us have been waiting for a long time. And if you don't want to believe it, you know, another one, you know, there's all kinds of these things coming out all the time. And it's like, oh yeah, another one. And it's only half usable. You have to do a lot of memorizing this and that and whatever. This thing works just like a tape. If you want to use it like a tape recorder, you just turn it on, it comes on, you hit record, and you're recording, you hit stop, you hit play, forward, back, all that stuff. It works as simply as that. I think we finally have a machine. In fact, I don't think, I know. We finally have a machine that we can do all our note-taking and recording lectures, meetings, song ideas, rehearsals, podcasts, anything you want to do. Get-togethers, that's something that's very interesting, that people tend to take pictures of things, and then I suppose by extension they take several pictures at once sequentially in the form of videos, family videos, you know, Christmas and this and that, get the family together. Well, audio. It's great to record bits of audio like that and listen back to it years later. I used to do quite a bit of that when I was a teenager. Actually, well before I was a teenager, when I was 6, 7, 8 years old. But, woohoo! Happy days are here again with the R09. So yeah, in closing, thanks to those who sent me email regarding my sufficient, it wasn't a review as much as kind of an initial look at the machine, at the unit. And this isn't even really a review, I suppose. It's a thumbs up is what it is. It's a part two conclusion of my look at the Etterol R09. And thanks for the emails. And the noise that you hear in the background, one person I got an email from mentioned that there was some sort of air conditioner cutting in and out in the background. That's actually my hang on now. There we go. That's actually our fridge. And I'm walking around and around in the house all while I'm talking to you. I'm not sitting down. If you listen really carefully, you can hear. Hang on now. That's me just strolling around. I got my sandals on. So I'm just strolling around and around the house. So there's nothing cutting in and cutting out. It's me cutting in and cutting out of the kitchen is what's going on. So watch. Oh, yes, you're also hearing this. This is, hang on. That's the FM transmitter. I've got the speakers on there. And my wireless keyboard at the kitchen table. And these very, very, very nice speakers in the kitchen. So we can just listen to music or surf the internet or do whatever from the kitchen. So you were hearing that and you were hearing the refrigerator. And let's let you hear the refrigerator close up. What a racket, isn't it? It's a big clunker. It's a big two-door thing. The left door is the freezer and the right door is the refrigerator section. So, all of that racket, all that noise. Now I'm in the hallway again. So long, and happy listening. And a big hello to all the folks on the BCT list, to which I don't belong. Not for any particular reason, but I don't know, just never got around to going over and joining up there. I sort of have 10,000 things already as it is, you know, related to audio and production and various things. So probably one of the last things I need now is to be on another high traffic list. But a big hello to all of you, and a big hello to all my fellow MIDI maggers over at the MIDI mag email list. Many of you, I've heard your names and heard your typing for years and years now, and I don't think I've heard many of your voices. So that might be an idea for Kevin, for the people over on the BCT list who might not know about it. There's actually a MIDI Mag podcast now, and for information about it you can send email to me, not me, the other me, the Kevin Reeves me at kevinreeves.net. KevinReeves. So, me at kevinreeves.net, and ask him about this MIDI Mag podcast. What you're going to get, Neil Yours actually did a piece for BCT that was included on the MIDI Mag podcast. And my little bit, my first bit that I did, and possibly this one here as well, included on the MIDI Mag podcast. And that's, if you're interested in music equipment, you know, studio, recording, all that kind of stuff, you might want to subscribe to the MIDI Mag podcast. And there you are. So big hello to everybody, BCT land and MIDI Mag land. You all rock on with your bad selves. And we'll catch you all further down the road.
Republic of Babylon Radio.
Radio for lazy people who don't want to do nothing.